today I just wanted to talk about a small digital recorder that I've had for a long time and that I'm still using, and it's a Sony recorder. I'm not going to demonstrate the whole thing. It's very much like other digital recorders in many ways, but there are certain things that I like about it. One thing is the delete key. So if you have a recording, in many recorders you cannot delete while something is playing, so you may actually go to the next recording by accident and delete that. Here, you just hit the delete key twice while something is playing and it is gone. The other thing that I really like is it has a divide key. So if you have a file, let's say you record this entire meeting, and so you only want this and that and, you know, a few things. There's a divide key. So if you come to a certain point, you divide and the whole recording is divided into two files. So then you go to the next one that you divide, and then you can delete all the things that you don't want. So I like that too. It's easy to use. If you're interested in these, just look at the Sony voice recorder page. So they have different ones. I have a very simple one that doesn't have a USB port, for instance. But they are Sony recorders. I like them at this point better than the Olympus because they are easier to handle and they have this DVI feature.
Does it have to boot up if you want to record a phone number? If you take it off, I assume it has a hold mode or whatever?
Yes, so let's see. I take it off and now there it is. So I'm recording now.
Okay, good. So it's pretty instant. I mean, yeah. It's available right away.
Yeah, and it has all the beep tones. And
how much are these things?
I have bought some for people at the Carroll Center from Amazon, and they're around $40 there. And I've convinced the Carroll store to sell them. And they are selling them for $50 or something like that.
Okay, but they do have them. So
they have
really
them.
Really can't find them.
Right. They may not have the original one that I got. I've had this for, I think, 5 years or so. So
yeah.
They may not have that anymore. I use this, for instance, for my music, when I sing in the choir, so when they do my section, I record, and then I get rid of stuff that I don't need anymore, and it's never full.
Does it do multiple folders, so can you...
Yes, it has a folder button, which is also on this one, the menus button. But if I press the folder, you hear beep tones, so like this. So that's the double one, right? The double beep. And that means I'm on folder A. So if I want to go to C now, I go B, C, and that's it.
It's close to the same size as the inexpensive Olympuses, the $50 variety. It's a little shorter.
I find it a lot easier to use.
Are the files in some kind of proprietary format?
Actually, I don't know that. You can probably look it up on the website.
Yeah, some of the least expensive Olympuses did use a proprietary format, I think. In fact, it's darn hard to get stuff out of them into anything.
And Maria, if somebody wants to get step-by-step instructions, do you find that the website provides those, or do you know a good resource? Is there some blind person somewhere who's put a tutorial on how to use the step-by-step?
I think the user manual, if you can access the user manual on the web, is pretty straightforward.
Now, do you have a model number for this? I know you said it's old, but do you have some model number?
I have to look it up, okay?
All right.
I will look it up and let Jerry know. I will also look up the newer ones, at least the not so expensive ones, the relatively simple ones.
And you could also call the Carroll store since they stocked them there.